So, Julie, welcome to Girl Take the Lead. We're so grateful to have you join us and tell us about your book. And we're looking forward to it.
Well, good. I'm happy to be on the show and I thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, definitely. So you want to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them about your book.
Sure. I'm from Indianapolis and I've lived here most of my life. I've worked here most of my life. I've been working for a Fortune 500 company and for 24 years, as a matter of fact, and also for two nonprofits and for the state government and for a trade association. All that is over 30 years. And then I retired. And after I retired, I thought, well, what am I going to do with myself? And I had, while I was working, I would keep these notes of funny and different things that I observed in the workplace, interactions between men and women. And I decided then to compile them and put them in a book. And that's what resulted in the All Up in Your Business, Managing Your Business Crap book that I wrote. And I'll tell you a little bit about the book. It's really an eclectic and witty look at the interactions of men and women in the workplace as they deal with, lots of things such as asking for a pay raise, working on a team, the ever popular office hookup, and working on team projects.
Very good.
So that's basically what the book is about.
Well, it seemed that, I don't know, I got this underlying message from the book that we should all kind of have a sense of humor.
Yes.
Work.
I found that to be very helpful because if not, you'll just cry, I think, when you think about all of the trauma that you may be going through. But seriously, just having a good sense of humor in life is good for you in your home as well as at the workplace.
Yeah. Well, I know definitely that any listener that needs a shot of humor in their maybe very frustrating day, your book would certainly be a solution for that.
I think so too.
Yeah. So I know throughout the book, you've got it kind of separated that there's some research that you did mm-hmm. and that you've got in the different generations represented in your interviews there. Was there anything that you kind of learned that surprised you?
There was really nothing that surprised me. And the generations I had were Generation X, Baby Boomers, and Millennials. There wasn't really anything that surprised me, but one thing I found this one answer to be really more forceful than I thought it would be. And that was a comment from a Generation X employee who commented on how the younger people have sort of a one and done, like the University of Kentucky basketball team, one and done attitude where they don't feel they necessarily have to put in a hard day's work because they're maybe gone anyway, have laptop, will travel. And that really irritates her cohort, people of her age. But she was pretty forceful uh-huh. on that comment and got some nodding heads as well.
Interesting. And I know in each section you have some fun cocktails that you put in. Why don't you tell our listeners about why you did that and what they're about?
Well, I have 9 cocktails, original craft cocktails that were created by 2 bartender friends of mine. And I had been talking with them about my book as I was writing it and just to get kind of a reaction from them as I was going along. They are very good bartenders and they're very good mixologists. And so I said, why don't you guys create some drink recipes that are original? And I can put them in the book and we'll give them business titles such as Thinking Outside the Box and Networking, et cetera. So that's what they did. So they're in the book.
And so did they match the cocktail to the section of that book? Like, you know, like what one should drink for that particular
Not necessarily. Uh-huh. I think I just tried to spread them out in the book so that we didn't have a cluster of one liquor versus another, and their I think readers will find that some of them are somewhat similar to others, but they're truly original. I've tried not all of them, most of them, and I had my favorite, but
what's your favorite?
My favorite is Thinking Outside the Box.
Okay. And what's in that?
It's a lemon drink. I love it. It's instead of using vodka and lemon, it uses limoncello, which is Italian lemon liquor, as I recall. But that is very tasty. It's nice and crisp, and it goes down smooth.
Well, might be some of our listeners might get the book just to enhance their mixology, right?
Yes.
You also mention in the book your muse, right? Why don't you talk a little bit about that? And did it have a name? Did she have a name?
No, she did. Well, I've asked her twice for her name, and she has told me to go mind my own business. But she is a 2-foot-tall nymph-like creature who is supposed to be on this earth to help me with my creative writing. But she thinks her purpose in life is to go out clubbing. So that ends up creating a lot of friction between the two of us, especially when I'm on deadline and need to get a story written. But so we have our tangles back and forth, and she's basically a smart ass, if I could say that. She's basically a smart ass, but she's very knowledgeable, and she is my muse. And that's what I have to keep reminding her.
And that's a part of you. I mean, would you say that for those who are trying to wrestle with this idea of a muse, is it a part of you that you see that kind of lightens you up and keeps you going?
Yes, I think so. I think some who have read the book said that perhaps she's my alter ego. And but she's almost like a human-like character for me. She wears gaucho pants and a tube top, so she's quite the fashionista. And she may be my alter ego now that I think about it a little more. When I wrote about her, she really came to life.
Yeah.
In the book, and I enjoyed writing about her.
Oh, it was kind of cool to see how you wove that in and in the book. Well, you brought a lot of creativity to the book, a lot of different elements. You know.
Yes, it's very eclectic.
Yeah. No, it's really kind of, it's very entertaining. With all the advice that you've put in that book, what were the ones that had the most charge for you?
Easily number one was the Good Old Boys Club. In my 30 years, I have observed that it is less prominent now than it was 20 or 30 years ago, but it still exists. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to younger employees. My sister is one example, who deals with upper management, who might say 90% males. And we talk about how women can rise to upper management levels, and there still is a Good Old Boys Club, and it's almost like tribalism that it may never go away. I think as long as until there are more women in upper management who can pull other women up to higher management positions. The other thing that I really liked to write about is mentors. Mm-hmm. They were very important to me when I was working. I had both male and female mentors, and I can't stress it enough to employees to find a mentor, work with them, talk with them, be candid, and try to help your mentor think of ways that you could benefit other teams and other departments, so you get more exposure to those other managers, which can help you rise up the ladder.
Yeah. Well, and would that advice be different at all for younger generations, or do you think
even more so it's needed for younger generations, just because the dynamics of the workforce are changing so much now, mm-hmm. with people working partly at home, partly in the office, so that dynamic is a lot different, and it may be even more challenging for them, where a mentor would be very helpful.
Mm-hmm. I know I always felt that when I had even just a work friend, you know, mm-hmm. or a mentor, you know, that it helped me stay centered and grounded.
Yes, you know, indeed.
With all of the things, right, going on.
Yes.
Yeah, those work friends are precious, I think.
It's nice to have someone to talk to who can understand what you're going through and Absolutely. Can offer some empathy.
Yeah. I know that some of them listen to the podcast. Some of them, it's so great to be that connected, you know, yes. still.
Yes.
I think that is part of the beauty of women helping women.
Yes. That is a wonderful thing. Yes.
Yeah. And that connection. Have you gotten any feedback from your readers on things that hit them?
Yes. One of my boomer readers told me that as she was reading my book, she sort of relived a lot of things that occurred to her in her career along the way. And found that quite interesting and funny. Most people have said found the book to be funny, which is good because that's what I wanted it to be. I wanted them to realize it is written tongue in cheek, yeah. but I also offer good advice to employees. So the feedback has been that it's good. I asked a couple of men, I said, do you think it's too heavily tilted towards women? And they said, no, they found it also funny too. And thought it would be enjoyed by men as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, when we think about humor, I think humor, when we see ourselves in it, or we see the obvious truth that you're talking about, we relate to it and we all kind of go, oh yeah. You know, and we can get a little chuckle and laughter from what you're saying. So
right.
Maybe we're all seeing ourselves in those different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they can relate to that.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wondered if there was anything else that you want to pass along to our, you know, listeners and our younger generation listeners, especially given all of the experiences you've had and the great book you've written. What would you say to them? What's the most important thing for them to take away?
I would want to direct this message to females and say, when you do get a bump up the ladder, put your arm down and grab up someone else, another female too. Be on the lookout for women who are struggling to get an advancement at work or struggling to get a pay raise. Find opportunities where they can work on a project where they could be a team leader and suggest that to their manager. So that way it helps women have more visibility within their job and can help them possibly with a pay raise or an increase in their position.
Well, great. Anything else that you would like to pass along to our listeners?
I want them to know that my book is available online at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I would appreciate it if people would, it's a short book. You could read it over a 2-hour lunch or 2-hour potty break, whatever. So just enjoy it. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
And I'll have that information in the show notes for everybody too, so that they can link to it and okay. find it easily. So Julie, I think unless there's something else we missed, that might be our episode.
That's good. I enjoyed it. I hope the listeners found it interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think the different elements and the creative elements you've put into it just make it a lot of us are looking to be entertained and educated at the same time, right?
Yes, especially in this environment. It's just become so, I don't want to even use an adjective to describe it, but I think just the general mood of the country is getting very pessimistic, and that's sad to see.
Yeah. We had a very early episode. I think it's our first one. No, second one, maybe, on humor and leadership and how important that is to have you know, to kind of neutralize the stress a bit for people that we're leading and help them to interpret what is going on in a way. Yes. So I think you're a great reminder for all of us on keeping our sense of humor.
Yes, so, indeed.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Okay.